Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Calling student debt a growing crisis threatening the overall economy, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is again pushing a proposal to dramatically reduce it. Earlier this year, the Democratic presidential candidate introduced legislation that would eliminate up to $50,000 in student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans. Warren, who's campaigning in South Carolina this week, talked about the challenge last night at a town hall meeting at South Carolina State University.
What we're starting to see now is young people are not buying homes at the rate we would expect them to. That holds back our entire economy. They're not buying cars. They're not moving out of their parents' home. Here's one. They're not even starting their own businesses. And why? Because they got to make that student loan monthly payment.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is in South Carolina this week and was with Warren last night. He joins us this morning from the state capital, Columbia. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Deb.
So tell us about last night's event and Warren's return to really what's been one of her core issues.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she chose a historically black university, South Carolina State University. And of course, the African-American vote is crucial for Democrats in this state. And Warren appeared there with the very influential veteran Democrat from South Carolina, Congressman Jim Clyburn. He's the majority whip in the U.S. House. And he's sponsoring legislation similar to Warren's Senate bill that you mentioned a moment ago. And basically, it would eliminate up to $50,000 in student loan debt for some 42 million Americans. And Warren says this is necessary because right now, outstanding loans total nearly $1.5 trillion, and Warren makes the point that this disproportionately hits students of color.
So we're not only crushing an entire generation under the weight of student loan debt, we are disproportionately crushing a generation of students of color. That is not how a country builds a future, and we got to change that.
So, Deb, Warren is framing this as one of the ways that she would reduce the racial wealth gap in the country.
You know, Anthony, earlier this week you talked about the significant lead that former Vice President Joe Biden has in South Carolina, particularly among African-American voters. So is this issue of student loan debt something that you're hearing people there talking about as you've been reporting from South Carolina this week?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is. The night before last, I was at a community event in Columbia talking to Democrats about who they're supporting for president and about the issues that matter most to them. And I met Reverend Patricia Jones, who says she likes Joe Biden, who's very well known in the African-American community. But now she's hearing about Elizabeth Warren, and she says she's torn.
Only because Elizabeth Warren is saying what I need to hear. Student loan debt forgiveness. That's where I am right now with my own student loans. My daughter is now a freshman in college, and so we don't want generational debt. So that is a big selling point for me.
So Reverend Jones says she still hasn't made up her mind yet between Biden or Warren. But Deb, you can hear that this is the kind of issue that can really resonate.
And Anthony, what about last night? What kind of response did Warren get?
Well, it was similar, but it also suggests the challenge that Warren faces down here. We've talked about Biden's strength because of how well people know him and because of his association with Barack Obama. And so I heard that last night. People welcomed Warren's message, but maybe not ready to support her just yet. For example, here's Seth Harling, a student at South Carolina State University.
I'll definitely go do some research on her and see what her stand is on certain issues and if she's really the right fit for this, for the job that's at hand. Right now, it's, you know, leaning more towards Joe Biden, just for the simple fact that he was once in that position, so he knows what has to be done, and he knows the power that really comes with that position.
So advantage Biden there. But Deb, earlier this week, a Warren supporter said to me that she can persuade voters to swing her way if she continues to come here. As she put it, South Carolina is a high tech state, but it's also a high touch state, meaning that the more Warren comes, the more folks are exposed to her, the better chance she'll have.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks in Columbia, South Carolina. Anthony, thanks for your reporting.
My pleasure, Deb.